didn't build dens as like we do now. And it had a real large den, and I was the only child at the time, and they were hoping that that would continue to be that way for a while, you know. And that, because they hadn't finished the upstairs, they just, the area was there, but it, as far as being finished into living quarters, it wasn't. And but then 5 years later, along came my brother, and then that's when they finished the upstairs, and they have three large bedrooms and a bath upstairs. And it has a completed enclosed garage, and that they never use now for cars because it's got all of everybody's things that they didn't want out there. Mother keeps saying, I wish that you would come and get all this junk that you have accumulated over the years. The furniture, you know, things that handed down from my grandfather and up in the attic part of the garage. The other day I was out there rummaging around looking for something, and I looked up and there was an old antique oak bedstead that had been my great grandmother's, and it was just about to pieces. And I asked Mother what was she planning on doing with it. It's a not a full-size bed yet, it's not a three-quarter bed, and you have to have mattresses specially made, you know, for them, because it was so it was handmade by my great grandfather for my great grandmother before they married.
Oh, Lord.
And I said,
where you could
well,
do anything with it?
There's a man here in town who does woodwork, and he refinishes a lot of things, plus he builds some beautiful furniture. So I said, if I ever get up enough cash stashed back, that I would, you know, take it down there and let him see what he could do about it, because it was split in places and everything.
That would really be nice.
Yeah, it was. It has rosettes, you know, carved up at the top and everything. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't care for oak. You can tell by looking that I'm not an oak person, but it's beautiful wood, and it's really some nice work. And then my grandfather and my grandmother had a grand piano. It wasn't like that one. It's an upright grand piano.
Oh yeah.
It was real, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was about this deep, you know.
Yeah.
And Mother has parts of it up there, up above the, in the attic up there.
Yeah.
But the keyboard fell completely apart, so they took it and threw all that ivory in the gully years ago. Just kills me. But it was really worn.
Yeah.
And of course it had to be completely reworked, but that was completely reworked too. Mother and Daddy gave that to me when I was a senior in high school. That was my graduation present for giving my senior recital. I have
it. How old is it now?
Well, it was in the home of the president of Lambeth College, and Lambeth College was somewhere like 1835 or something like that, and it was the first piano that was put in there in the 1870s that was of that style. And the Steinway people in Jackson, a company called Jaco's, completely took it and just reworked the whole thing. It has a whole new soundboard in it, a new keyboard, and the wood, somebody had painted that mahogany black somewhere back down through the years, you know, and they took it and completely stripped it and started all over with it. So you can see the scars on it and everything down through there. They could sand completely out down underneath the keyboard. But I'm just real proud of it. Of course, it's a new stool and everything. It's not new. It was 1963, but it's new to that piano.
Yeah.
And they asked me, did I want a car or did I want a piano? And I knew that I was going off to school and I'd eventually come up with a car, because they wouldn't want to come after me all the time. I used my head and said I wanted the piano.
Uh-huh.
So when we built this house, we built the living room around the piano. I was going to have a bay window put right over there and put the piano in the bay window, but I didn't know what I was going to do for the dining room. I liked the arrangement of the house, and I didn't have a place to put a dining room, so the bay window's going to cost an awful lot anyway, so I just did without the bay and put the piano over there. But I don't play it much anymore. I just